Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I'm a listener for the last, 6 to 7 months. I stumbled upon your show, just happening to look for a paranormal show, and I found it. And it's been a couple months, and I decided that I wanted to tell my story to you guys, or one of my stories, I should say, because I'm on a road trip. And I just went to the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado, yesterday, and had a really weird experience in the whiskey room, which I'll talk about in a second. But for context, as long as I can remember, I should say, I've always been super sensitive. I have heard things that nobody else has heard, seen things that nobody else has seen, or had what I would call visitors, shadow people, and even spirits from my family come in my dreams, or me visibly see them in front of me at my father's house. And it's just super strange, knowing that, I've seen some of these things, and some of them feel good, and then some of them don't feel as charming, I should say. Some of them feel a little more malicious. But one of the stories that I wanted to tell you is something where I had a malicious spirit, not really sure if it was a human spirit or not, but it was something that attached itself to me when I had a near-death experience. So when I was in college, my sophomore year, I went to this university in Eugene, Oregon, and I used to tours, and I was very, present on campus. So one day, I went to a party with my friends, to our friend's, house, and they were in a fraternity, but it was unrelated to the fact that they were in the fraternity. It was just a regular old house party. Went there, this person I didn't recognize was talking to myself and my friend and asked if we would like drinks. So we thought, sure. We didn't think anything weird of it. We watched him make the drinks, but I guess we were watching carefully enough, because later that night I was roofied from that drink. So my friend was trying to get me back to my dorm room, and this is something that I don't remember, because after that drink, I lost all my memories in the evening. But there's a cemetery on campus called the Pioneer Cemetery, which is located behind the library. So if you look up the University of Oregon, you'll see that the cemetery is there, and it was there long before the university itself was established. So they kind of just kept it there. And to get back to our dorm, the fastest way possible without the campus police seeing us and, trying to give us a ticket for being under the influence, underage, we went the back way past the cemetery. And right before we passed the cemetery, I said to my friend in a drunken stupor, hey, I really want to sit down. Let me relax. I'm so tired from walking. And so she's like, okay. So we sat down, and I kind of just fell to my knees. And then fell over, and I had a seizure, and I was foaming at the mouth. And I don't remember any of it, but my friend and a couple other, people who just so happened to be in the area came to, save me, and, I'm alive now, thankfully. But that was right in front of the cemetery. And I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, wow, what a crazy thing. I feel like one in five girls gets roofied, and luckily I had my friends and I didn't get assaulted by this person. But later through the rest of the year, I had a lot of weird things happening. I always felt like someone was watching me. I felt there was at some point but it felt like someone was talking to me, even though nobody would be around. Or if there were people around, it was almost like, I don't even know how to explain it, just whispering. in the back of my mind almost. Like there was nobody there, but it was a sound and I heard it. So I just thought, wow, you know, I'm going crazy. Like that fall and maybe I hit my head and I'm just going nuts. It came to the point where like one break, I decided to stay in the dorms while everybody left so I could work. And I came home one night and I started to hear my name being called out loud and clearly. So I peeked my head out into the hallway and there was nobody there. And I walked around the entire dorm like floor and nobody was there except for my, our like RA. And he comes out of his room and he's like, is everything okay? And I started having a meltdown because I wasn't sure what I had heard. He said he didn't call my name. There's nobody in the hallway. There's nobody in the stairwell. And I wasn't sure what was going on. So I had a meltdown and was like, I'm crazy. Like, I'm schizophrenic or something. And I need to go see a counselor. So fast forward a couple months later, dealing with all these weird things that keep happening. I had seen a counselor and they didn't diagnose me with anything hallucinatory. But the counselor himself was like, you know, I believe that you are experiencing paranormal activity, but I can't sit here and tell you that you're hallucinating because you're very sane and blah, 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 right? So that summer, I took some summer courses. And again, if you look at the University of Oregon, there's this hall called Fenton Hall, which is one of the first buildings on campus. And I was in a classroom in the very back corner, and there's only one person to my right and one person to my left, and they're both female. So I'm sitting there, like, dazing in and out of this math class. I'm not very good at math, and I'm not very interested in it, but it was a general requirement to take. So I'm sitting there, and out of nowhere, my hearing goes out. And it's kind of like the movie where you hear a soldier, or when you, like, a soldier's hearing will go out, and it's like a white noise kind of situation. That's exactly what my hearing was like. It totally went out. And out of nowhere, from directly behind me, a male voice, a very dark, very oppressive voice, came through and was saying profanities to me about killing me and me dying and things along those lines. I don't want to repeat them because I'm afraid of bringing the energy back. But it was really, really terrible. It lasted for about a minute, even though it felt like a year. And then once my hearing came back, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, because I had been looking around and nobody else seemed to hear this and everyone was going about their lives normally except me, who's having a hallucination. In my head, I'm thinking it's a hallucination. And I come out of it and I'm just like gasping for breath, like totally terrified. And the woman to the right of me looks over and she's like, are you okay? And I looked at her, and I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Why? And she said, you look a little pale. And so I reached for this prayer book that I have in my backpack, even though I'm not very religious. My grandma gave it to me, so I grabbed it, and I started, in my mind, saying St. Michael the Archangel's prayer to fight off what I thought was a demon that just turned off my hearing for a minute. I went to the bathroom, I splashed some water on my face, and from then on, every time I went to bed, I felt like someone was looking in my window from across the street. And I would go to sleep and I'd have sleep paralysis of this man standing across the street staring into my window. And then if it wasn't that, it was a different kind of nightmare where I couldn't move out of my bed no matter what I was, no matter what. Similar to sleep paralysis, but after about 5 minutes of fighting, I would fall out of my bed and crawl towards my door. But I felt like something was sitting on me. So once I went home, I went to a psychic, and she told me that there was an energy there. I got a cleansing, and to this day, thankfully, it's not there anymore. But it was probably one of the most terrifying experiences I've ever had in my life. So fast forward to yesterday when I went to the Sammy Hotel. I was sitting at the whiskey bar talking to one of the bartenders. And the moment I walked into the whiskey bar, I felt very off. Like, I felt like I was having really heavy anxiety. And I attributed it to being hungry, you know, and needing water. So I ate some food and I drank some water, and I was still feeling high amounts of anxiety. So I left the room and I instantly felt like calm. And I went back into the room And I was definitely, like, high anxiety again. Heartbeat really fast. I felt really lightheaded, and I started to get the chills. And right when I was about to, like, call it quits and be like, you know what, I just need to go back on the road and head towards California, the person bartending was like, you know, maybe you should go on a ghost tour. You could probably get one of them to, like, mess with you or something. And I was like, maybe not. I definitely don't want to chance another spirit attaching itself to me, whether or not I have the option to allow it to do that at this point. But I just wanted to share that with you guys, and I really appreciate listening to your podcast. I've been listening to your podcast the entire, like, 3 days that I've been driving from New York to Los Angeles, and I really appreciate it all. Thank you.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.